بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا صلى أحدكم للناس فليخفف، فإن فيهم الضعيف والسقيم والكبير، وإذا صلى أحدكم لنفسه فليطول ما شاء. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: وذا الحاجة. Continuing on the chapter of the sanctity of a Muslim, honoring a Muslim, showing compassion, affection, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when one of you leads the salah for the people, in other words, when one becomes an imam for congregation, then he should shorten the salah, because amongst the people, there are those who are da'if, weak, there are those who are sick and old. And one of you performs namaz individually, then he could prolong as much as he wishes. And in one narration, it is mentioned there are people who have some need to fulfill. Now this also shows the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah, and how a person should also be show consideration for the people, the public. In other words, his salah should be according to the sunnah qiraat. There is a sunnah qiraat for Fajr Salah and for Zuhar, for Asr, Maghrib and Isha. So there are durations and amount of ayat that have been fixed. Ulama have explained that this is the duration for various salah. So for example, Fajr Salah is generally the longest salah. And the person has to bear in mind, for example, night is Ramadan. Many people have been awake the entire night, and therefore the Fajr Salah is not very long. But obviously you can't make the Fajr Salah so short like a Maghrib Salah also. But the important point here is to consider. Sometimes you will find in Hajj especially, Haramain Sharifain, that the Imam on a Friday, he does not read a long Qira, he reads a very short Qira, because the amount of people and the people who are in need and this big crowd, huge crowds. So depending on the situation also and the type of congregation he has. For example, if you're leading salah in a madrasa, where only students, asatiza, and they've come there to learn, to teach, etc. So there, they will prolong it. But generally, the salat should not be prolonged to such a level and such a duration where people now become tired, they're unable to stand for so long, there are people who are sick, people who are doctors, they are on call, they have to rush to the theater, to the surgery. Therefore, the imam has to be take into consideration his congregation. Yes, person reading individual salat, nafil salat, tahajjud salat, ishraq, chash, you can read as long as you want because there's nobody behind you. You're not causing any takleef to any person. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدع العمل وهو يحب أن يعمل به خشية أن يعمل به الناس فيفرض عليهم. متفق عليه. Here also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love to do a particular deed, but then he would leave out that deed with this fear that people will follow him doing it, and then it will become incumbent upon them. And he was concerned about the entire ummah, not just a few individuals who will have the capacity to follow it regularly. But he was worried the entire ummah, how they are going to follow that particular deed. So there are certain actions that although Rasulullah loved to do it on a daily basis, he did not do it on a daily basis, he did it now and then. And he left out that action so that it does not become wajib and incumbent upon the ummah. Here again, he was concerned about the Muslim ummah and their well-being. وَعَنْهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ نَهَاهُمْ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عَنِ الْوِصَالِ رَحْمَةً لَهُمْ. This is also one example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the ummah, the sahaba, from keeping fasting, which is known as wisal. Wisal means a person keeps roza continuously without making any iftar and seri. He fasts continuously. There is no eating in between. In other words, if you fasted from the morning, the evening, there's no iftar, you continue the next day's fast, and you, like this. فَقَالُوا إِنَّكَ تُوَاصِلْ. Rasulullah said, sometimes he did it. The Sahaba had seen him doing it, so Ya Rasulullah, how are you doing it? Rasulullah then said, قَالَ إِنِّي لَسْتُ كَهَيْئَتِكُمْ. Yet I am not like you. إِنِّي أَبِيتُ يُطْعِمُنِي رَبِّي وَيَسْقِينِي. I spend the night whilst Allah sustains me. Allah gives me that nourishment. Without having to eat any food, Allah gives me that strength. Allah gives me that nourishment. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِي مَعْنَاهُ يَجْعَلُ فِيَّ قُوَّةَ مَنْ أَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ. Allah puts into me the strength of a person who would go and eat and partake of meals, and then he gains strength. Without me eating, Allah gives me that physical strength, and therefore I am able to do صوم وصال, but you should not do it because then it will become difficult for you. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. This is one more hadith because it's related to what we did today. وعن أبي قتادة الحارث بن ربيع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأقوم إلى الصلاة وأريد أن أطول فيها. Rasulullah says, sometimes I stand up for performing the salah with the congregation, the desire comes that I must lengthen the salah. فأسمع بكاء الصبي. Then suddenly I hear the crying of a child. فأتجوز في صلاتي. So then I curtail my salah. كراهية أن أشق على أمه. Because I dislike giving takleef to the mother of the child. The mother is parishan. She is in salah now and the child is crying now. And I'm taking so long with the salat. Salat is not completing and she needs to terminate quickly and to see to her child. So therefore Rasulullah would curtail the salah. This is mentioned in Bukhari. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And you can see the compassion Rasulullah had for his ummah. And therefore you and I should also have that sense of honoring our Muslim brothers and sisters, have the compassion and fulfill the rights. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.